You were just working it.
I was, I'll tell you, everybody from the governor, who I had an exclusive with him on the porch of the governor's summer residence, to sitting with Bob King and Bill Ford Jr. Oh, my gosh. There was so much touching of to issues going on up at the island and across the state here that it was literally, it was like a feast of news for us all.
What was Jeb Bush doing in Michigan?
You know, Jeb Bush, since he left governor in Florida back in 2002, I think it was, when he left, he started an educational foundation. Education's been something he has been really involved with in terms of reform, even before he ran for governor. So he started this foundation to try to show some of the reforms he enacted while governor and go around and talk about it. And states, from various states are inviting him in, and that happened. I wrote about it about 6 weeks ago. Some Michigan legislators invited him in. So he addressed Joint Educational Committee last week, talking about some of the things that they did. Then he had a sit-down with Governor Snyder, and then they had a brief joint appearance with the leaders of the houses and as well as the two governors. And then I had a chance to sit with Governor Bush as a one-on-one exclusive, which is part of my Michigan Matters, and I write about it. We talked about education in Florida, education in Michigan, across the country, and we even talked a little politics.
All right. And why are you jumping out of airplanes?
This is part of something that I'm doing. I'm doing something on the Army, and they have something called the Golden Knights, which is their parachute team. And it's part of a way to help, you know, talk up what the Army's doing, the good things. They have this team go around, and they have the tandem jumps. And speaking of Bush, the father, George H.W., did a tandem jump on his 85th birthday. And anyways, they were coming here and asked me if I wanted to do it, to which I thought, no, I don't really want it. Jumping. I don't have a great thing track record with planes and flying. I always have issues. If you recall, I had to make an emergency landing via chute just back in December. But the trip of doing it was too much, so I did it, and I jumped out. And oh, my gosh. Talk about pure Michigan from 14,000 feet above the earth in a free fall. You've never seen anything like it, is all I got to say.
Well, good for you.
Thank you.
Carol, if folks want to catch up on all your stories and what's going on with Michigan Matters, what's the best resource?
Go to CBSDetroit.com. You'll see the Michigan Matters icon on the left, and I have stories I've written there, my shows, and also freep.com. You can Google my name. Two quick things, Tony, to mention. Huge news coming out of Detroit today was Detroit Public Schools. Arne Duncan, who called DPS the worst school district in the country, has a big announcement going on with Governor Snyder, Roy Roberts of DPS. Arne Duncan is there via telesatellite talking about reform, setting up some stuff that hopefully is going to prove. So if you want to talk about that after this announcement, which is at 11, give a shout-out. And also, I have Pancakes and Politics this coming Thursday with Roy Roberts. That's the last one I do with the Michigan Chronicle for the season. There's four each season, and Roy Roberts is going to take to the stage. Take my word for it, it will be heated because some people are not going to like, I think, some of the reforms that will be announced today.
We will be in touch and rebook you for reports on all those stories. Thank you so much.
You take care.